This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a story out, and it's basically common foods that used to be exotic. Mm-hmm. And it got us thinking, when we were young, there were things that you were like, only rich people have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And it could be foods. Or it can be, it's like, what is that thing when you were young that you wished you could have got? And now you're just like, oh my God, I have five of them.
For me, it's the lights in my house. I have all the smart bulbs and stuff, so I can change the color. I have them on timers. I can control them from my phone.
That
from
seems
anywhere.
Like something an astronaut would have.
Yeah, 8-year-old T-Hack.
Or like the smart house.
Exactly. There's
Disney
a whole
movie. Yeah.
Yes, about a smart house. Like, that would be insane. You'd have to be a millionaire to do that. And now you just
and
go.
Now you can literally like take a picture of a weird color on a pillow and your lights can be that color.
Exactly, yeah. It's just like $15 at Home Depot.
100%.
Yeah.
Not gone. A big deal. Yeah.
You go in to buy them and they're like, oh, another poor guy coming in. You know, it's like, it's not
but,
even cool.
I mean, what happened? How did we get there?
I don't know. I still get giddy inside when I do it because I try to remind myself what 8-year-old T-Hack would have thought of this moment.
That's cute.
But even that, even 8-year-old T-Hack's like, move on.
No.
It's okay.
I'm looking at the food list and basically everything on here was something out of reach.
No way.
Olive oil. My parents, they'd be like, what kind of fancy? I remember watching Rachel Ray and she would-
EVOO.
Yes, EVOO. Yeah. And it's like, I'll never be able to have that.
Really?
What are you talking about? We had canola. Mm-hmm. Period. Generic canola. Like the cheapest brand of canola. There's one kind of oil, canola. That's it.
Yeah.
We started with that, and then I think with Rachel Ray, it started to become more popular, and people were saying that it was healthier, so then that's when we switched.
Yeah, we
used a lot of the Pam, just the spray.
Pam! Yeah, no.
Pam!
I agree.
Only fans of The Office will understand that Aaron and I are on a tangent. We are way out into the weeds right now. But speaking of, Pam and opulence and things you never thought you'd afford, I watch movies and TV shows in my basement on a 65-inch TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
With like recliners at every seat.
Wow.
That's insane. Someone would be like, you know, they're putting in a theater in their
basement.
In a house.
Yeah. Shut your face. There's no such thing as a theater in a house.
No, that was one of the one things from MTV Cribs that I always was like, they have a spiral staircase, like the firefighter one.
Spiral staircase is still a thing
for
me. It's a bucket for me.
Same.
I don't even have a place to go.
I
don't care if it just goes up and I just stand at the top.
Yeah,
I'm just like, hi, I'm at the top of the spiral.
So if they had that or a movie theater, that's how you know.
I remember Tommy Lee from Motley Crue's crib. Mm-hmm. He was like, come on in. Oh, you want like a caramel macchiato or whatever? And he had like, did the milk froth and the whole thing. And it was like, he made like a Starbucks coffee in his living room. And I was like, no way, man.
No way.
I have a Breville that I got off of Amazon that does it right now. No muss, no fuss, and it was like $150.
We have a Keurig in the basement and in the kitchen.
I know!
Like, this is lame.
All right, so what seemed out of reach and only rich people had when you were a kid? We want to hear what it was for you. 303-222-5423. You can call that number, you can text that number.
I specifically remember there were two instances.
Yeah.
The first one was going to a friend's and they had kiwis. And I was like, I don't think I've
Kiwi
ever...
Kiwi is for filthy, stinking rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what country do you have to go to find a kiwi?
No, you clearly had a Sherpa bring some back for you. I still feel that way about dragon fruit.
Oh.
Dragon fruit is like, you can buy frozen dragon fruit, but like, did they let you try their kiwi?
Yeah.
Or you just saw them sitting there?
Both. We had them.
You just saw them. They just look like, is that off an animal? Is that off a boy?
Yeah. I don't think I want to try that.
I knew what they were, I don't remember why I knew. Maybe they brought them for lunch or something.
Do you eat the skin of a kiwi?
I used to.
I didn't. It's just, if you try to peel it, it just feels like it would go like.
No.
Really? Together, you can peel that off of there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So kiwi was your thing.
Yes. And then my friend Becky had a Nintendo Wii. And she let me borrow it for like a week.
She let you take the whole unit?
The whole unit. I took it home. I played Animal Crossing. And now I have a Switch. And so I just carried it around with me. And
it's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was a wealthy guy in my town. He was like, he kind of owned the town. And he had a game room in his house, like with arcade, actual pinball machines
that
and stuff.
That is still bucket list for me. I want a spiral staircase.
But now they sell them. You can buy a pinball thing that has like 1,000 games preloaded on it. You don't need all the separate ones
anymore. They have them at Costco now. They have
exactly.
Like, see, yeah. They're giving them away.
But I still want it. Don't act like that. You know what I want? I want the 4-person Pac-Man game.
That's fun.
I played
that at Casa Bonita last time. Because
you're playing
time.
Against each other, and you're just like, I don't have to avoid the ghost. I just got to make sure he goes over to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be the fastest caribou. You just got to be faster than the slowest caribou.
Exactly.
That whole thing.
I also like, now that I know you and I, we have the same size TV. That's a big confidence boost for me, actually. 65-inch, baby.
No, I now have a 75 in my living room.
Oh, okay.
But sorry. In the basement.
In the basement, it's only 65.
Okay.
I got an 82 on order for the basement. Oh. I literally just ordered it once you said the same size TV.
It just auto-ordered. Your phone's like,
As soon as somebody's got me tied, I'm going up a notch. All right, what is the thing that seemed too good to be true when you were young? It's rich people only have it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, I don't even know what we're calling this, but it's like basically the things that seemed unattainable when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just like, well, that was dumb.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Like avocados. Do you remember like your rich friends? Like, oh, my mom just made a batch of guacamole. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Your mom has access to the things that are in guacamole. Like you probably don't remember it. Avocados were probably everywhere by the time you were.
No, because growing up, my best friend, they would always make ceviche and
so
like
you just there was
they just constantly had avocados around.
You had to be like you had to have a PJ. You had to have a private jet.
Yeah, I didn't even have friends that had avocados. I'd never even seen one until I think I moved here.
Wow,
weren't you the guy?
He was the one with the fruit that like at home there was a bowl of fruit and it only had like. Bananas and apples and oranges or something.
Yeah, and you just couldn't imagine there was anything other than that. You thought at the store they sold three things.
Yeah, pears, apples, oranges.
Oh, that's pears? What it was?
Yeah,
that's
we had a lot. We had a lot of pears. Yeah, I'm kind of fancy.
Yeah, see? So what was that thing for you guys? Sonia?
Hi.
Hi. What seemed unattainable?
Mine is so lame.
No, what is it?
Having more than one TV.
100%. I remember going to a friend's house and he was like, do you want to go to the basement to watch TV? I'm like, we're going to drag your TV down to the basement. Like we have to carry it. Like how are we going like that is heavy.
Uh-huh.
He's like, no, there's one down
right,
there too.
That box TV is heavy.
They were. Oh my God. How heavy were TVs?
Oh my gosh. This kind of reminds me too of like, my friends who had two phone lines, so they could just get on the internet whenever.
Oh.
They had a separate phone line.
I do remember having rich friends have a second phone line. Yeah. Like,
I remember begging my parents, like, can we get a second one? And they're like, no.
Why?
What do you need the internet for?
Oh. Mom, I'm not going to see naked girls any other way.
The internet used to make when it came out.
Oh, my God. Second TV is huge. Thank you, Sonia. Debbie?
Yes.
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 What seemed unattainable when you were young?
Well... sushi. It was about 40 years ago, and that was
sushi.
Very
oh my God!
Yeah,
you had to have a first class ticket to Tokyo. I'm serious.
We were living in Southern California, and our best friends were Japanese, and they took us to this restaurant.
Yes. Now it's in King Soopers next to the King's Hawaiian Buns.
Yeah,
you can just get it. Snow Fox is right there.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not. I'm a snob, but Snow Fox is not bad.
It's not.
It's not good either, but it's not.
It completes the mission.
If you're in trouble and you need a sushi burrito,
yeah,
Snow Fox it.
Okay.
Get after it.
It seems like I would be in trouble because I ate a sushi burrito and I would need to find like...
You would. Your constitution would not know okay, what to do with something that wasn't run through Culver's processes. Sarah?
Yes.
What was your I'll never have that rich thing?
Sparkling water.
I don't even want it now, but
really?
I get it.
Yeah. Oh,
sparkling water is so gross to
me. Topo Chico, I could have one of those every hour.
You really could?
Yeah, they're so good.
It tastes like butt at the end.
No.
It does. It's just got this like wong that hits you at the very end. No. All sparkling water, even like a Truly, it's like, oh my God, it tastes like mango. It says it tastes like mango, and it is like mango. And you're like, wong, here comes the like, but it was only rich people had it.
Right.
It's like Perrier, that green
Kanye,
bottle. You're
Kanye
like,
has a line where it's like something about, it was, wasn't until me before you were asking sparkling or still.
Kanye
something in there. I don't know.
Yeah, even just bottled water. The thought of like having a bottle, like water up from the sink. What are you doing?
No, my parents were like, "You thirsty? Hoses out back." There's some text too, right?
Yeah, somebody said, "How about this one? An automatic sprinkler system."
Yeah,
you don't have to bring the sprinkler out, hook it up to the
like. It's you're right. That was unattainable.
Or even not having the it's just the hose. You didn't have an attachment. You would just lay it in the grass and then move
pull it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My parents finally got the tractor thing that walked through the yard.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It like had a propeller on top and it slowly went through the yard, but it was like, this is modern technology. We're the Jetsons.
Somebody else texted and said, where'd it go? Oh, a trash compactor in their kitchen. Only rich people had those.
Does anybody have one now?
No.
I don't think so. We moved past it completely.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody wants it. But you know what the other rich thing is on that level? Pea ice.
Oh,
pea ice, like, yeah.
My richest friends like had ice makers in general. And now every fridge comes with an ice maker, but now they're coming with clear ice and pea ice.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mike?
Yay.
What didn't you think you'd ever get?
Oh, I didn't get it, but we went to visit when I was really little, some extended family members that were super wealthy, and they had these Fabergé egg things that I guess you collect.
I remember those.
Eggs, right?
Yeah.
And I was 3 at the time and thought they were toys, so I grabbed one and was holding it, and I didn't break it, but I managed to put it in the bottom of a very deep vase, like with my arm, and when they realized that I put it inside this vase, apparently the vase was also very expensive, and they flipped out, and even though I was 3, I was like scared and freaking out. needless to say, they did get the egg back out, but I don't think I've ever been invited back my whole life.
Yeah, no, you're kind of an idiot.
Event.
Now, like, real eggs are almost the exact same thing.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.